seven-boned cave in the skull from which the eye peeps out at the world. The eyeball is safe, embedded in fat. But it has enveloped in a thin membrane perforated by slips of muscle on every side, isolated from its fleshy surroundings for movement. The eye's a rover, hungry for new sights to drag back to its cave. Boy, have we got an eyeful for you tonight on Vanishing Point.
Well, Mr. Brady, I've got Miller on line one.
Well,
he's
Betty,
been waiting.
I don't care if the president has run away to join the Moscow circus. I want 5 minutes alone with Jack, all right?
Yes, Mr. Brady.
Well, Mr. Jack Schott, numero uno photojournalist in the world today. Veteran of Vietnam, Kent State, Iran, Ethiopia, and the L.A. Olympics. You know, you've won more Pulitzers than I have fingers on my right hand, Jack. Now, somebody has got to tell you, and it had better be me.
Matt, I am not asking Photo World to stick its bare butt into the crossfire. No. I'll be taking all the chances. An independent effort to reclaim innocence. Freelance.
Jack, you are crazy.
Look, will you hear the proposal?
All right. Play the tape. Let's hear your proposal. That's nice. Crossing over, huh?
Quiet.
Brazil is roughly shaped like a heart. Not a Valentine, but a physical human heart. If you could hold a beating living heart in your hand, it would be like holding Brazil, the heart of a continent. Perhaps the heart of the round green earth. The lifeline of this heart is the mighty Amazon River, a wide brown god slithering through a wild green swath of a heart, an endless tangle of life, death, innocence, and experience.
Jack, what is this? This is some kind of poetry.
Well, listen to the tape closely now.
Despite centuries of effort, man has made little impact on the Amazon. No bridge spans the river. No book contains its story. The territory has never been thoroughly explored. One may fly for hours over the tropical forests and see no sign of human settlement. In many areas, Indian tribes continue to live much as they did before the arrival of the Europeans. In his memoirs, published in 1585, the conquistador Luis Carlos Carcenero recounts a meeting in the mountains of the Amazon headwaters with an isolated tribe he subsequently named the Unicorn. The meeting almost ended in total disaster for his small band of adventurers.
The Unicorn? Whoa, Jack, this is fiction, this is fairy tale.
Come on, this is it.
Although bearing distinctive native features, the Unicorn were said to have milk-white skin, luminous as the full moon, according to Luis Carlos. The men carried long, twisted, horn-like implements which served them for several purposes. A blowgun-like weapon, a walking stick, and a musical instrument. The Unicorn were exceptionally gentle, sweet, and good-natured. As a reciprocal kindness, the priest traveling with Carcenero produced a pen and ink portrait of the Unicorn chief, who inexplicably suddenly became violently ill and dropped dead on the spot. The gentle Unicorn were enraged. Carcenero and his men narrowly escaped with their lives into the jungle. The pen and ink drawing was lost forever. Through the intervening centuries, a few sightings and incidents with the Unicorn have been documented. But no drawing nor any photograph has ever reached the outside world. The white-skinned tribe of Indians has become as legendary as the mythical beast for which...
Look, Matt, there's more.
Not for me.
The Brazilian government is building a four-lane highway straight through the area believed to be the home of the unicorn.
So what?
Before it happens, I'm going in there to find them and take their picture.
Jack, look, there is no unicorn. It's just a bunch of conquistadors drunk on gold and power. They made them up. It's hallucinations.
They do exist. I know it.
If they do, and they have made themselves pretty clear on this, they don't want their pictures taken. They'll bore you in a pot.
Not if they don't know. They'll never see. Matt, I am a camera.
Is this where I call a funny man in a white coat?
You listen to me. I, and I mean this literally, I am a camera. Thanks to the silicon chip, thanks to microsurgery, thanks to the marriage of high tech and the imagination.
Okay.
A micro camera, invisible to the naked eye, has been installed, a floating island, in the retina of my left eye. The shutter is electronically wired to the right-hand side of my brain. If I think picture, this shot right here, instantly, wherever I focus my eye, a picture is taken. And no one knows but me. You follow?
Yeah, okay.
The electronic negative can then be instantly transmitted. See, Matt, all I want from Photo World is permission to transmit my pictures via satellite to your offices here in New York. If you like what you see, they're yours. My pictures, your copyright.
I don't know.
Look, Matt, think of it. Moments after a shot is made of this last lost innocent tribe, that image will be available worldwide. An instantaneous global image that reclaims innocence for all of us. Now imagine the impact such an image could have on our old, tired, weary, cynical ways. The essence of pure innocence reclaimed. The unicorn. Oh, what an image. Hmm? What a world. It could be the catalyst of a new renaissance.
Yeah, it might just turn a pretty penny, all right.
And my pictures, your copyright. Now, what do you say?
Yeah, well, what about the lingo? I mean, you got to be able to talk to these Indians.
Matt, you know I'm a student of languages. I've spent 6 months cramming on the known local dialects. I can... with the best of them. Do we have a deal?
Okay, but look, one thing. Now, I want you to agree to daily radio contact. I want to know how you're doing. From the horse's mouth.
Matt... that's a deal.
Okay.
Photo World, may I help you? One moment, please. Photo World, may I help you? I'm sorry, you can't see your message. Photo World, thank you. Photo World, may I help you?
Senor. Oh, Amazon is big wild frontier, no?
No. How much further?
Not too long. In right hand compartimento, senor, is rosary.
Rosary?
Grande bay.
Rosary?
Rosary. Brazilian parachute, senor. Adios. I can't.
Jack, do you read me, Jack? This is Matt Brady at Photo World. Jack, come in, Jack Shot. Jack, do you read me? This is Matt. Jack.
I don't care if it has been 3 weeks without a trace. You found the plane and the dead pilot. You can find Jack.
Photo World.
Double the search parties.
Photo World, may I help you?
I don't care what it costs.
Photo World, may I help you?
Poor Jack. I just hope you're not in some godless savage's pot of stew.
universe ever come to an end, Father, when with each breath we take, a new beginning is born upon the heart?
When we die, we go to another sister world to the one we live in now. There, the people hunt and eat and sing all night. They sleep all day. If they want to visit our world, they come here as little babies. So, we die into their world, and they are born into ours. One universe, one circle.
I know the universe is one circle, Father. Whenever I go hunting, no matter how far I roam in search of food and adventure, I always find myself back home because our world is a great circle.
Let us waste time and not our lives in the direct light of the circular universe. Enough of that. Systematic philosophy is good for the digestion, but I'm afraid our dinner conversation has become too esoteric for our honored guest.
I like espresso. Your hustle, hospital, floods me with grated paragraphs.
Hospital, Father?
Hospitality, I think he means.
Thank you, Chief Monkey Lips.
Monkey Lips, Father?
I'm sure he means you, Ke'ali, Mountain Thunder.
Yes, Chief. You, Ke'ali.
Tuala, our newfound friend eats like a hungry snake. Please, give him more.
Oh, no, thank you. It's delirious, but I've had enough. Your hospital... Thank you.
Since you liked your meal so much, I won't tell you what it was.
You eat 'em... People up them?
No. The unicorn are not cannibals. Photographer is cannibal. Photographer steals the soul of the unicorn.
Now, wait a... You saw me before supper throw all of my camera equipment into the river. I have nothing left to... Here is a pineapple. A pencil. Here. There, see? Now, it's no good. No good. I do not understand your strange belief that a picture steals the soul. But I will honor it. I did not come here to steal, but to learn... your ways.
We want nothing from your world. If we did, we then would not be whole, but lacking something. Why do you come here wanting something? What from our world?
To make one round world, we must bring our two worlds together.
What would your world bring to the unicorn?
History, science, technology, progress.
So, you have four corners to hold up your world. And so do we. Bone, muscle, fat, and soul. Here, feel my wrist. Hard bone, yes?
Yes.
Here, feel my arm. Good muscle, yes?
Yeah.
Here. See my fat stomach. How it shrieks with the laughter of our good supper. And soul? One violent fact about the unicorn. We will fight to the death to hold onto our soul. You say you come in peace to learn our ways, not to steal our soul?
Yes, I come to learn.
Good. Tomorrow at dawn, my son, Napo, will take you hunting and fishing. He can teach you many things.
I would be honored to do so, sir.
The pleasure will be...
The universe is round. My belly is full. Day and night, life is whole.
Living with the unicorn.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. I've completely won them over. Trust, respect, the whole bit. The chief, he's a harmless fat man. Does nothing but eat and sleep and talks all the time. We've become great pals.
Yeah, that's okay. Any pics?
Tomorrow. You going to be ready?
Yeah, sure, go for it. But hey, Jack, are they just your average jungle bunnies or what? Like, is this a hot item?
No, the story about them's true enough. The white-skinned Indians... carry these twisty horned instruments everywhere they go. Never been photographed. A real phobia there. They're innocent. Incredibly naive. But honest. Forthright. Full of pride and dignity. They've made a very deep impression on me, Matt. Very gentle. Very beautiful people. The chief, he's got a daughter with looks that don't quit. Her name's Tuala.
You getting ideas?
Come on, Matt. You know me. I've got a job to
do.
Yeah,
reclaim innocence, right? Hey, shoot the unicorn, Jack! Shoot the unicorn!
The best place to hunt for turtles is along the mud banks of the smaller, slow-moving side streams and rivers. During the heavy flooding, slabs of mud break off from the banks and form ledges just beneath the surface of the waters. There, the turtles like to nest and make their home. We make hooks from the barbs on thorn trees, bait them with fish guts, and secure them with lines woven from various pliable vines. Then, if we jig just so, perhaps Mr. Turtle will...
Will you lower your chin just a little bit?
Sir?
Your chin. Lower it just a bit. Now, that's good. Thanks. Now, say cheese. You don't take someone's picture and they just drop dead on the spot. No, this did not happen. Napo! Napo! Listening to me.
What's wrong, Jack?
The superstition of the unicorn. If you take their picture, they drop dead. It's true.
Hey, Jack, listen. You're a long way from home. You're in a strange environment. It's a primitive environment. There's a lot of weird insects down there. I don't know. Maybe the water is funny. The hot sun. There's a lot of factors. You're overworked.
The man is dead.
Look, we now know your exact location. A helicopter will be in to pick you up in the morning. I know a very good psychiatrist. When you get back home, the two of you can sit down and have a long chat.
I am, in effect, a murderer.
Look at Jack. There was an explosion in Paris this morning. 500 dead. Riots in Tokyo. 1,500 dead. There's troubles in Berlin, Jerusalem, Johannesburg, Cambodia.
Listen to me.
No! It's time for you to listen to me. Your hallucinations in the Amazon jungle rate a collective global shrug. Who cares? Unless we can get some more of your wonderful pictures. Jack, you're an artist. We want more, Jack.
Where's my son?
I can't get over how green it is around here.
Where's my son?
I guess it's because it rains all the time.
Yeah.
we die, we go to another sister world to the one we live in now. There, the people hunt and eat and sing all night. They sleep all day. If they want to visit our world, they come here as little babies. So, we die into their world, and they are born.
To Allah.
The universe is one circle. Where does it begin? Over here? Over there?
I wanted to reclaim innocence.
Mister, take my picture.
I didn't want to destroy it.
Mister, take my picture.
Cornea is the projecting, transparent part of the eyeball. Its proper substance is fibrous, tough, unyielding. The degree of curvature of the cornea varies in different individuals, and in the same individual at different periods of life. It is far more prominent in youth, but in advanced life it flattens out. The world grows smaller and smaller until it reaches the vanishing point.
Shoot the Unicorn by Charles Tidler, starring Tom Macbeth as Jack Shot and Steve Miller as Matt Brady. You also heard Ted Stidder, Janet Hodgkinson, Thomas Hunt, Roger Norman, Lisa Yates, Alana Shields, Gwyneth Harvey, Marcy Goldberg, Peter Ferrari, Alex Dykin, and Paul Beckett in a variety of roles. Original music was by Richard Payne. Recording engineer was Gene Lovrock, assisted by Chris Cutress and Jerry Stanley. Sound effects by Jay Hyreen. And production assistant Dagmar Kafanka. The series theme is by John Roby. The script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calterisi. Shoot the Unicorn was produced and directed in Vancouver by John Giuliani. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. I'm Barbara Budd, wishing you good night.